You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we were trying to talk about what you have waited in line for hours. For some people, I guess it's days.
Mm-hmm.
And some stories came in yesterday, but now we are really getting into it. We want to know, what's the longest you ever waited in line for something? And we're going to eliminate Disney, because that's just a thing. If you go to Disney, you're waiting in line. So anything.
Darn it, that was one of my examples.
I know, but you've got other examples. It's just that everyone will say Disney. And it's like, yeah, we get it.
I will say that it has gotten excessive, because we were at Disney last summer, and like for the Star Wars ride, you can go onto the app, and people were doing this. It was a 151-minute wait. I mean, it's not like waiting for the Jungle Cruise for 20 minutes. It was hours and hours to get on some of the big rides. So there, now it's been covered.
Yeah, well, I mean, 30 years ago, I took Dominic to Space Mountain at Disney, you know, out in California. And that, I remember the little sign said, from this point, it's 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
So even that, it's like.
Okay, so let's eliminate Disney.
Let's eliminate Disney.
I would say let's probably eliminate, like, iPhones, the release for the iPhone, you think? Because that's pretty common. It may be
movies. I don't know.
Movies.
I'd love to hear those stories, though.
I guess if you were out there for days and days and you had a tent and you had to, like, go to the bathroom in a bucket, then that's probably
a
good story.
We want those stories.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was in Vegas. And I'm not a Vegas guy, but I remember, I don't know, it was like 20 years ago, my buddy Horace set it up for a bunch of us from around the country to all kind of meet up in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Now, no, the Super Bowl wasn't played there, but at one of the casinos you can go, and they have this big thing in like their ballrooms where they get these gigantic massive TVs and they just load buffets of food all over the place. And so he said, let's get a bunch of people. We'll go there. We'll all watch the game. You can do all the funny prop bets, you know, that are hilarious. And there's a lot of food, blah, blah, blah. And I remember in order to get in and get a good table, there were no reserved seats for it. You had to wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
And Horace said, there's going to be a bodacious line. We're going to be in the back of the room if we don't wait in line. So what we did was we took turns. Kind of like in stages, like I waited for an hour, then somebody else waited for an hour, and somebody else waited for an hour, and probably all told, I bet it was about 8 hours between all of us.
That's so long.
I know, it was ridiculous.
Ugh.
But what a great time.
Well, that's good that it paid off
for
you.
So the longest I've probably waited an hour, my time in line. What about you?
Besides Disney,
what else?
Disney, we stood in line. It had to have been for 3 hours with a stupid Matt Holliday jersey for my wife to meet Matt Holliday back in the day when she had a crazy crush on him and he was at a Circuit City or something, and we had to stand in line for 3 hours to get a jersey signed and so she could get a picture, and then proceed to tell everyone how gorgeous he is and how good he smells. And
for
I had to stand
know,
there.
Matt Holliday was a baseball player. He played for the Rockies.
Just look him up.
A while.
My wife had and probably still does, like, the biggest crush on him. So, yeah, probably 3 hours to get a jersey signed.
That's funny. It was worth it to Nicole, though.
Yeah.
Rick wrote in and said 18 hours to wait in line back in the 1980s for Van Halen tickets.
Nice.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A
drive-thru
at noon.
Yeah, that's impossible. Let's take a quick phone call before we go to break.
Okay.
Our number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Cecil, welcome to the show. When did you wait in line?
So I was at In-N-Out Burger a couple weeks ago. I've only waited an hour, so.
See,
Not much compared to 18 hours for the other guy.
That's kind of where this story spawned, because the new one opened up there in Denver, and we were talking about the previous ones that opened, and some people were standing in line for 14 hours. To get a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still saying the line is still an hour to get one.
It's still an hour.
Insane.
I was inside, too.
Insane.
No, thanks. It's a hamburger. Like,
the Whopper. The Whopper is so good.
The Whopper is probably a superior burger.
It's a superior burger.
Oh, Cecil, you're a good man. Thank you for being on the show, buddy. We appreciate you, all right?
Josh came running in. He's like, I got one. What do you got, buddy?
What is it?
This was probably in 2007-ish, but Halo 3 had just been released. And for Black Friday, me and my buddy went to, I think it was Best Buy, directly after like our Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Camped out throughout the night and until 6 in the morning the next morning when the doors opened. So it was about 13, 14 hours.
So for a video game.
Through the night for Halo 3, the video
Holy
game back
cow.
In the day.
Dang.
It was fun, though. It was Nerd. A good memory. I know, right? Seriously, such a nerdy thing. But it was fun. It was a good time.
It's an experience, and it's easier when you're younger, for sure, I think, to be yeah, laying yes. out on the concrete all night.
Never felt so good.
Was it yeah. your buddy, Jeremy, or somebody else we know that waited in a tent for Star Wars
it
tickets?
It was, yeah, it's a fairly classic story. My buddy, Surratt, that when some of the Star Wars were being re-released, he stood out there, I think it was 2 or 3 days, and at one point he called me and another friend and said, please bring me food. I didn't pack enough food. So we had to bring him a cooler full of food so we could continue to sit in line.
That's great. Larisha says, back when Hatchimals were the craze, do you remember Hatchimals?
Oh, God, yes.
She goes, my husband and I spent the night at Target to get one for our son. We got there around midnight. So then whenever Target opened, what would that be, like 7, 8 hours, 6 hours?
And you go running in hoping to get one. I bet you there's a lot of stories like that with the toys, like the Hatchimals,
toys.
The Tickle Me Elmos.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it was Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pokemon stuff,
Pokemon,
probably.
Yes. Well,
you know, that's funny. You know, in the runoff election where I live last fall, I waited. It was probably an hour and a half. I think I sent you pictures. I was standing outside. It was a pretty day.
I do remember that, yeah.
And I had an e-book that I was just reading, or an audiobook I was listening to. One of the, oh, it was an audiobook. I had my headphones on. I was listening to an audiobook while I stood there for an hour and a half to get into the library to vote.
It's your civic duty.
I was doing my civic duty.
I love John says, a porta potty at a marathon. Stood there for 45 minutes. Felt like 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
I got to go. Mark wrote in and said, like Josh, video game stuff. I waited a week outside of a Best Buy for a chance to get a PS5. One of the days I spent waiting was my girlfriend's birthday. Funny story, on day 4, my girlfriend actually did text me and broke up with me. And that was Mark.
No doubt. I don't know what took her so long.
Right, day 2 breakup.
Let's take some calls. Here is it Claudette? Is that right?
Yes.
Hi.
So what's the longest you ever waited in line for something?
Well, it varied. It probably maybe 8 hours. My husband was stationed in San Diego, and sometimes they would do special movie premieres. So we would stand in line, and so we got to see, like, Ryan Reynolds when he did the Green Lantern. And then we saw some of the Expendables cast members when they did the Expendables 2 movie, I think it was.
Okay.
That's pretty
neat. And then, yeah, and then we also, the last one that I could truly remember was when Zac Efron did that, The Lucky One. And I was trying to get my daughter to go see him because it was on her birthday. So we tried to get her in, but I was like, still carry your camera bag and everything. And they wouldn't let her in to see him.
Oh, so you missed out on Zac Efron.
So what do you think was the longest one that you were in line? How long?
Probably 8 to 9 hours, and that was the Zac Efron, and I had probably like 10 teenage girls to
oh
get in there.
Oh, my God.
Because the movie theater on base only holds so many people.
Sure.
And when they
All
do
right.
that... Yeah, you have to stand right. in line to get in.
Claudette, we got to run.
Thank you very much for that.
8 to 9 hours for a movie.
That's what that phone call felt like. Jesse just texted in and said, face painting at a carnival line. I waited 2 hours for my little one to get her face painted.
No, you just don't do that.
You don't do that.
You don't do that.
Oh, my God.
I see. Thank you, Claudette, for the call. Here's Linda with the call. Linda, what's the longest you think you waited in line?
Back in the early 80s, I waited in line 4.5 hours at a park for a fundraiser where they brought in White Castle hamburgers. At the end, you got 2 hamburgers.
Worth it, huh?
At that time, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Listen, thank you for the call. Thank you for being so nice on the show.
Janelle says, I waited 5 hours in line to get some new Harry Potter books when they first came out.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember that hysteria?
We did various premieres with the radio station, like midnight releases of Harry Potter books. I remember one in 2005, I want to say, and we were down at Highlands Ranch, and there was, you know, we were helping, we were just like broadcasting from there at, I don't know, 11 p.m. at night, and there were people just lined up waiting for the midnight release.
I did a few of those when Blockbuster was around, when I first started at the station, when they released some of the movies at a Blockbuster, and the line to get the movies was insane.
Karen says 5 hours to buy weed the first day it was legal.
Yeah, get your pot weed, man. Angela says, Snea grab, hours and hours to get mediocre skis.
Right.
Maria, the release of Titanic on VHS.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That was a double VHS back in the day, if I recall, too.
Joel says, I spent the night on the ground in a sleeping bag on the 16th Street Mall for 20 hours. That was to get tickets for the Jackson's Victory Tour at Mile High Stadium. Oh, it's when Michael Jackson and his brothers did the big Victory Tour back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joel was in a sleeping bag on the 16th Street Mall.
Uncomfortable.
For it.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Thank you for all the messages. We appreciate you hanging out with your boys in the morning. We'll do our best to write back to as many as we can. But just know for a fact that we did read your note. Yeah.
My cousin Christy just texted me. She says, hey, I'm listening to the show, and years ago I waited 10 hours outside the Grizzly Rose for a free pop-up show by Blake Shelton.
Well, now you can say you were there, though, right?
Right. I was so sunburnt. Christy. Any other good ones?
Here we go. Garth Brooks tickets. That seems like something you would do.
Yeah, do that. NSYNC tickets popping up. Live action Power Rangers? No. All right, guys. Thanks for the messages.
It is kind of funny to look back, and sometimes you're like, why was I such an idiot?
Why did I do that? Yeah.
But at least you got a memory out of it. You know, and if you had friends there, you could, you know.
You know.
Bond.
Right.
Bond exactly. Over your foolish choices.